translation. There is no direct engineering by the Supreme Lord for the creation and destruction of the material world. What is described in the Vedas about his direct interference is simply to counteract the idea that material nature is the creator. So there is a big purport by Srila Prabhupada. Purport. The Vedic direction for the creation, maintenance and destruction of the material world is this. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayati abhisam vishanti. That is, everything is created by Brahman. After creation, everything is manifested by Brahman. And after annihilation, everything is conserved in Brahman. Gross materialists, without any knowledge of Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan, conclude material nature to be the ultimate cause of the material manifestation. And the modern scientist also shares this view that the material nature is the ultimate cause of all the manifestations of the material world. This view is refuted by all Vedic literature. The Vedan philosophy mentions that Brahman is the fountainhead of all creation, maintenance and destruction. And Srimad Bhagavatam, the natural commentation on the Vedan philosophy, says, Janmadiyasya yato anvayad itaratascha artheshu abhigyasvarat, etc. Inner matter is undoubtedly energy with potential to interact, but it has no initiative of its own. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore comments on the aphorism Janmadiyasya yata by saying Abhignya and Swarat, that is, the Supreme Brahman is not inert matter, but he is supreme consciousness and is independent. Therefore, inert matter cannot be the ultimate cause of the creation, maintenance and destructions of the material world. Superficially, material nature appears to be the cause of creation, maintenance and destruction. But material nature is set into motion for creation by the Supreme Conscious Being, the personality of Godhead. He is the background of all creation, maintenance and destruction, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Maya adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sa characharam hetunanena kaunteya jagadvi parivartate. The material nature is one of the energies of the Lord, and she can work under the direction of the Lord. Adhyakshena, when the Lord throws his transcendental glance over the material nature, then only can the material nature act as a father contacts the mother, who is then able to conceive a child. Although it appears to the layman that the mother gives birth to the child, the experienced man knows that the father gives birth to the child. The material nature therefore produces the moving and standing manifestations of the material world after being contacted by the Supreme Father and not independently. Considering material nature to be the cause of creation, maintenance, etc. is called the logic of nipples on the neck of a goat. The Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami described the logic of Ajagalasthananaya as follows. Explained by His Divine Grace Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the material nature as the material cause is known as Pradhan, and as efficient cause is known as Maya. But since it is inert matter, it is not the remote cause of creation. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states as follows. Atayeva Krishna Mula Jagat Karana Prakruti Karana Yaiche Ajagalasthana Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 5.61. Because Karodaksha Vishnu is plenary expansion of Krishna, it is he who electrifies the matter to put it in motion. The example of electrification is quite appropriate. A piece of iron is certainly not fire, but when the iron is made red hot, certainly it has the quality of fire through its burning capacity. Matter is compared to the piece of iron, and it is electrified or made red hot by the glance or manipulation of the Supreme Consciousness of Vishnu. Only by such electrification is the energy of matter displayed in various actions and reactions. Therefore, the inert matter is neither efficient nor the material cause of the cosmic manifestation. Srila Kapildev has said, I will read directly the translation, the original fire, its flame, its spark and its smoke are all one. For fire is still fire, yet it is different from the flame. Flame is different from sparks, and sparks are different from the smoke. In every one of them, namely the flames, the sparks and the smoke, the integrity of fire is present. Yet all of them are differently situated with different positions. The cosmic manifestation is compared to the smoke because when smoke passes over the sky, so many forms appear, resembling many known and unknown manifestation. The sparks are compared to living entities and the flames are compared to material nature, pradhana. One must know that each and every one of them is effective simply because of being empowered by the quality of the original fire. Therefore, all of them, namely the material nature, the cosmic manifestation and the living entities, are but different energies of the Lord, that is fire. Therefore, those who accept the material nature as the cosmic manifestation's original cause, bracket, Prakriti the cause of creation according to Sankhya philosophy, are not correct in their conclusion. The material nature has no separate existence without the Lord. Therefore, setting aside the Supreme Lord as the cause of all cause is the logic of Ajagalasthana Nyaya, or trying to milk the nipples on the neck of a goat. The nipples on the neck of a goat may seem like source of milk, but to try to get milk from such nipples will be foolish. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupasindubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Grim Yat Krupatmaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Naste, Vanaste, Vanaste Eva Gatiranyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, today it is my extreme fortune to be amongst you all to discuss on a very important topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I am very grateful to all of you for attending this session. Especially I would like to extend my gratitude to our prominent Shiksha Guru, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada ji. I would like to offer my humble obeisances to him and seeks blessing from him. And I also like to thank Her Grace Vishakha Mataji for allowing me to speak today on this topic. I would also like to offer my humble Dandavat Pranam to all of you and seek your blessing to speak. So I have given the title to this topic as Krishna, the Supreme Creator, the Mastermind Behind Everything. And hope the PPT is visible. So it is entirely based on the teachings of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His beloved disciples, whatever they have spoken, written from time to time, based on their teachings. And also additional references I have used, which are again the books compiled based on teachings of Prabhupada, Bhagavad Subodhini by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, Discover Yourself by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu, and Basics of Bhagavad Gita compiled by His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj, and many other sources, but prominently these three, and mostly Prabhupada's teachings. Is the entire Vedic encyclopedia. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, is the title to this canto, and chapter 10, Bhagavatam, is the answer to all questions. And this was our verse which we are discussing. Nasya karmani janmado parasyanu vidhiyate. Kartutva pratishedhartham maya aropitam hitat. There is no direct engineering by the Lord for the creation and destruction of the material world. What is described in the Vedas about his direct interference is simply to counteract the idea that material nature is the creator. So this says that Lord is not taking part in the creation directly. Whatever has been mentioned in the Vedas is just to refute the fact that some people think that the material nature itself is the creator. So just to quickly tell what is the summary of this chapter. This chapter, the 10th chapter, is the first verse says that the 10 topics of Sarga Visarga means the creation, the secondary creation. Then the purpose of these 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. 3 to 7 describe definition of the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. And 10 to 35 is the Sarga, the creation of the Virat Roop. From 10 to 12, how Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lies on the Garbhodak Sagar. And 13 to 32 is the creation procedure, the desires, the gross organs, the subtle organs, and so on. 33 to 35, the wise do not accept both the subtle and the gross forms of the Virat Roopa. 36, Lord accepted the form of Brahma to create. 37 to 40, bodies created based on the karma. And then 41 says that various permutation and combinations of the material modes of nature create varieties of species, 8.4 million. 42 to 43, maintenance is done by Lord Vishnu and annihilation by Lord Shiva. And 44 to 46, the section which we are discussing, is Lord does not take part in creation. And rest of the section is from 48 to 51. So this is the section which we are discussing, 44 to 46, Lord does not take part in the creation. In the 44th verse, which might have done earlier to this, that great devotees do not appreciate the Lord only as a creator of this material world, but they would like to understand him and love him and respect him as the one who performs pastimes in the spiritual world. And 46th is the Sarga, the primary creation which happens when Brahma is born. At the time of the birth of Brahma, creation of Brahma. And Visarga happens every day of Brahma. Because Brahma, he gets up and does the secondary creation. And the 45th verse, the middle one, Lord does not directly take part in the creation activities, maintenance and destruction. The activities performed by Maya are sometimes ascribed to him. So, hope my accent is... It's okay, my accent is? Thank you, Prabhu. So we'll discuss this verse in five parts. First is the Prabhupada purports, little bit detail. Whatever we read, we would display it on the slides and discuss it. Material nature is not the cause. We will see that. Then Krishna is the creator. In two steps, we'll see that logically and scriptural based. And then how Krishna creates, how creation occurs, because scientists have their own view of creation, but what is a Vedic view, Vedic cosmology? And finally, what should I learn from that? Okay, Krishna is the creator, material nature is not the creator, but how it is relevant to me and what should I learn? So this begins with the Prabhupada purports explanation. Prabhupada quotes this from the Vedanta, the Taittiriya Upanishad 3.1.1, where it is stated that everything is created by Brahman. After creation, everything is maintained by Brahman. And after annihilation, everything is conserved in Brahman. Brahman means the Supreme Lord, Supreme Brahman. The Supreme Brahman, as per the Vedanta Sutra, is not an inert matter. Prabhupada already mentioned this in the purport. It is not an inert matter. He is the supremely conscious person. We are conscious living being, but the Lord is the supremely conscious. He is Swarat, independent. And he creates, maintains and annihilates everything that exists in this material world. And Prabhupada quotes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Janmadiyasayata Anvayad Itaratascha Artheshu Abhigya Swarat. He says that everything is created, maintained and annihilated. Janmadiyasa Yataha means, Janma means the creation, maintenance and destruction. Yataha means. Abhigya Swarat. Swarat means he is completely independent. He is not dependent on anyone. However, some of the scientists not all the scientists, especially the later in the 17th, 18th century, they started believing and proving that inert matter is the ultimate cause of creation. Inert matter, which is very passive in nature, it is the cause of creation. Yes, Prabhupada quotes very nicely in the purport, yes, matter is very attractive. Matter has a potential to interact. It has a potential to interact. Everything in this world seems to be happening automatically. It seems very wonderful that the matter is acting. But it has no initiative. Matter cannot act on its own. It needs intervention of the Lord to set it into motion. Unless the Lord intervenes into the matter, it cannot set into motion. Superficially, it appears that matter is doing everything, but it is not the ultimate cause. And that is the wonder, that is the beauty of the Lord's creation, that the creation is so fantastic that it appears that it is happening automatically. So it is not discredit to the Lord, but in fact, it's credit to the Lord. Let's take an example, which Prabhupada also gave us at some other point. This car is a very fantastic machine, and it can take one from one place to another place. But it needs a driver. Without driver, it cannot function. But these days, there are automatic cars, the smart cars, made of artificial intelligence. But anyway, these cars, there is a button, we have to press that button. But that button is pressed by a living being, a person. So a car cannot activate unless it is operated by a human. And the automatic mechanism in the car, who has designed it? Not the car. An intelligent person, a living being, has designed the automatic mechanism in the car. So similarly, this material world is like a car, which is very, very sophisticated machine. It appears that it's moving on its own, the planets, the sun, the seasons, the day nights, and so on. But there is an intelligent person, the Supreme Lord, who is pressing the button. And even though he does not appear to press the button, the mechanism of the car is designed to work automatically. Similarly, the material nature is designed to work automatically. And that's the credit to the Lord. And this confirmed by Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunane na konteya jagadvi parivartate. And that this material nature is acting under my direction and producing living and non-living things, or moving and non-moving things. Prabhupada quote this example, a mother is not independent. She needs the support of a male, the father of a child. And through their union, when the seed is injected in the womb of the mother can conceive. She is not independent. Similarly, the material nature is not independent. It is very fantastic. It has all the arrangements to produce the living beings, non-living beings, moving, non-moving things. But it needs the transcendental glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Karunodakshaya Vishnu. And therefore, this material nature is not independent. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrut, Adi Lila 5.61, it is said, Ataeva Krishna Mula Jagata Karana Prakurti Karana Yecheya Jagala Sthana. Sthana means the nipples. The logic of nipples on the neck of a goat. We can see here, there are two fantastic nipples on the neck of a goat. So it appears that, you know, if you try to milk them, you will be getting milk. So similarly, the material nature appears to be working and functioning on its own, but it cannot do anything on its own. So it is very foolish idea. So it's a foolish idea to think that the material nature is creating on its own. Therefore, Krishna, Mula Jagata Karana, Krishna is the original cause, the remote cause of this creation. Prakriti, yes, it is the cause. It is the cause as good as the nipples on the neck of a goat are cause of milking, or giving milk. This nipple cannot give milk, Prakriti cannot produce. That is what is said. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explains, the material nature as the material cause is known as Pradhan, and as the efficient cause is known as Maya. But since it is inert matter, it is not the remote cause of creation. It is not the original cause of creation. It is the secondary cause of creation. Electrification example, an iron rod is there. You can see the iron rod. And when it is put in fire, it becomes very hot, acquires the qualities of fire, and then gets the burning property. Then anything that comes in contact with the rod gets burned. So similarly, the Lord electrifies the material nature. when he puts a transcendent glass on the matter, on the material creation or material energy, and everything is then set into motion. Thus, inert matter is neither efficient nor the material cause. That is what Prabhupada is explaining. And then this Srimad Bhagavatam 3.28.40, Kapil Dev's teaching to his mother Devahuti, there we see that he gives a classic example that there is a fire, and along with fire we'll always see flames of the fire, the sparks of the fire, and the smoke in the fire. The fire, the flames, the spark and smoke are non-different. Yet they are different, but still non-different. And the flame, spark and smoke, in all the three components, fire is present. And the fire empowers them. So similarly, the fire is compared to Supreme Lord. The flame is compared to Pradhan, the material nature, the raw material nature. Sparks are compared to the Jiva, the living entities. And the smoke is a material manifestation. The created material nature is the material manifestation. And the raw material nature is the Pradhan. They are all same but still different, and they are empowered by the Lord. They are the different energies of the same Supreme Lord, the Pradhana, the Jiva and the material manifestation. Each of them is effective as empowered by the fire. So similarly, each of these Pradhana, Jiva and material manifestation are empowered by the Lord. So this was the first part, how we understood Prabhupada's purport. Now let us discuss it further. Let us try to understand that the material nature is not the cause of creation. The popular theory, there are many theories, but the popular theory is that Big Bang theory, where they say that there was a point, and we'll see what is that point, and that point exploded. An explosion happened, and from that point came the entire creation, and the creation started expanding. So this expanding over time, and that today's creation, the sun, the star, the moon, the living entities, it happened. And when asked why this point exploded, by chance. They say it exploded by chance. And what is the purpose? There is no purpose. It happened by chance. Now let us see whether it is a Big Bang theory or a Big Bang mythology. They call the Vedic scriptures as mythology, means imaginary, myth. Myth means not true. But, and they say that our Big Bang mythology is the theory, but actually it is the theory. It is the mythology, it's not the theory. They say everything came from a point. Everything came from a point which has infinite, see what are the characteristics of this point? It appears more supreme than the Supreme Lord, this point. Infinite temperature, infinite density, infinitesimally small, very, very insignificant size. Physically indescribable, mathematically unverifiable, beyond all conception of space and time. So this point, it seems to be a very supernatural point. And fantastically, they believe in this point. But when you tell them to believe in the Supreme Lord, who is full of six opulences, Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashriya, Jnana Vairagyaschaiva, Shanna Bhagaiti Gana. That Supreme Lord who is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, he says, no, such a Lord cannot exist. How the Lord can be omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent? But they believe in the point. So, even if you believe in the point, the creation is explained to some extent. And that appears to be a tale story for the students of the KG class, kindergarten. But other concepts of the material nature are not explainable, like law of karma is not explained by the Big Bang theory. But once you understand Lord, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, everything appears to be in line. Everything appears to be very logical. And there becomes a purposeful life. Can an explosion create? First doubt is, can an explosion create everything or anything in this world? If explosion could have created anything, then Hiroshima would have become different. But Hiroshima was completely spoiled. And terrorists would have become the greatest creator of this world. And nobody would have fought against the terrorism because it would have created more beautiful things in the world. So explosion cannot create anything. Idea of creation by chance itself violates the law of nature. What is this? See, there is a craving in the material nature and there is a support system in the material nature. For example, we feel thirst. We feel thirsty. So what is the material nature doing for this craving? It is providing water to quench the thirst. We feel hunger. It is providing us food. We feel that somebody should shelter me. Somebody should love me. I should love somebody. I should reciprocate love with somebody. I want someone who is protecting me. And there is God. And there is God. So the whatever hankering, craving we have as a living entity, the nature is providing that. And therefore God exists as a very natural, logical thing in this world. And by chance, no, nothing comes on its chance. Nothing happens by chance. If everything would have happened by chance, there would be no automatic machines, washing machines and cleaners and robotic cleaners to clean the house. You can see this room, which is in a shabby condition, untidy, needs some efforts to make it tidy and clean. If you tell to a housewife, then she will be very furious. And if you tell her there is no work for you because everything happens by chance, the cooking happens by chance. Of course, in the European and American country, everything is happening by machine only. But still, at least in India, we need to cook food and we need to make all the arrangements, cloth, wash the vessels, the cloth, everything. So nothing happens by chance. We need efforts to do that. So the creation does not happen by chance. To say that whatever I create happens by intelligence and whatever God creates happens by chance. The small dome light which we put in a garden is an intelligent creation of the scientist and which is to be purchased at 10 pounds or 15 pounds. But the moonlight is coming automatically. So this is envy towards the Lord. Now let us think about the chance theory. This chance theory is very interesting. What is chance theory? It explains the probability of an event happening in a certain way. It just tells the probability. Now let us take an example of India-Pakistan cricket match, because England is known for cricket, right? So India-Pakistan cricket match. India will win the match is a probability. But that probability will not decide that India will win. India will win only if, or England, I say England-Pakistan, England-Australia match. So England will win only if England plays nicely on that day. So probability predicts the win, the possibility of England winning the match against Australia. But it is not the cause of the event. It is not cause of the win. But it can never be the cause of the event. Estimation has to be made in advance. Nobody can say that, oh, England win. Oh, I knew that because I predicted that. No. The estimation has to be done in advance before the event. And based on the observation of the events, how? Several England-Australia matches were played and the data analytics was ready with us. The statistics were ready with us. And this player, if he scores century, if this bowlers take 3 wickets, if within 25 overs, if England scores this many runs, England will win the match. So this is called as the probability. So the prediction in a chance theory happens before the event. That is the key. So let us come to the universe. So even if the universe happens by chance, that chance is not the cause. And we cannot verify because the creation of the universe happens once in 311 trillion 40 billion years. So where is the scientist who can observe repeated creation of this universe? Is there any scientist who have seen the creation of the universe 311 trillion 40 billion years before and now again seeing repeatedly and then predicting, oh, this has happened by chance? Because England-Australia matches were played hundreds of times, we have data for last 150 years, so we can predict something based on the data analytics. But no data of the creation of the universe is available with the scientist. And therefore, Prabhupada used to call them rascals. Who is a rascal? A rascal is one who does not know about the topic, so you have to keep quiet. But we speak unnecessarily, as if we know everything. And such a person is more misleading than an ignorant person. There are 4 types of people in this world who are very intelligent. They know they are intelligent. So just reward them. There are people who are intelligent but does not know that they are intelligent. So just encourage them. There are people who are foolish and they know that they are foolish. Just leave them. But there are people who are foolish but think they are intelligent. They are the most dangerous people in this world. And such people, Prabhupada called them as rascals. Because they will speak on every topic. even though they do not know anything of it. Said they have never read Bhagavad Gita, they have never read Bible or any other religious scripture, but they keep commenting on God and its creation. Now just to end this topic, even when we say the probability of getting head and tail when you toss a coin is 50%, it depends on so many factors, the height at which we toss it, the force we apply, the wind direction, the angle at which it is tossed, what is the sun position, what is the wind direction, and so many other factors. So it is not by chance. And Encyclopedia Britannica says that no theory, including Big Bang theory, is yet approved. They are all hypothesis. Hypothesis means they are just a conception. But what is the reality, the spiritual viewpoint? How we understand that Krishna is the creator, the big brain theory. The Krishna has a big brain and everything is happening by Big Bang, not Big Bang, but by big brain. So let us understand this artistry and artist. Whenever we see beautiful, we see so many beautiful things in this world. As we will see, we will narrate them one by one. Whenever we see beautiful art, we should understand that there is an artist. For example, if there are some artificially made flowers, in India we get a lot of artificial flowers, right, with no fragrance and not that delicacy and everything. So, but even to make that artificial flower, we need so many things. A scissor and so papers and this stick, fevicol. We need skill, art, imagination, power and so on. Now the question arises, who has created these natural flowers? How much creative he must be? How much imagination must be he having? These are biological complexities there, the delicateness is there, the fragrance is there, the shape is there, the form is there, different colors are there, different forms are there. So who has made this? Shri Radha Gokulananda ji ki jay. Shri Ram Lakshman Sita Bhakta Hanuman ki jay. So we can elaborate on this, but for want of time we will cut short. And therefore the God is the supreme artist. Who has created this natural flowers? God. Whenever we see beautiful organization, we should understand there is an organizer. This Microsoft company with branches all over the world is wonderfully managed, organized by Bill Gates under his leadership. It is not that Microsoft company was created by chance and there was some explosion in the house of Bill Gates and it is automatically happening. It is automatically happening throughout the world. So there is a mechanism behind it. So similarly, we take time to observe, to watch this video. Work together as a community. So let us see the organization of the Lord.
Because they work together as a community. Thousands of female bees, called worker bees, live together in a hive with a queen bee. The queen bee was marked with a red dot, so we can see her better. The worker bees are all females, but they almost never lay eggs. Worker bees do almost all the chores in the hive. They gather pollen or nectar.
So in short, what we see here is that there's so much of organization in the bee, the comb and so on. So who has created this organization in the creation? It is the Supreme Lord. So we can see that whenever there is a supreme organization, there must be a supreme organizer also. Whenever there is wonderful creation, there has to be a creator. Now, these are the wonderful gadgets. We have the car, the watch, and the television, the laptop, and so on, mobile. So, have they come on their own? No, there is a creator. There is a manufacturer, Apple, Mercedes, Rolex watch, and so on. So, similarly, who is the creator of this sequoia tree, which is 84 meters long height, 29 meters diameter, so that a car, a van can go in through its stem. And it is as big as Statue of Liberty, more bigger than a rocket and a whale also. So who has created this? When we sow the seed, so tiny seeds in the ground, what happens? The tree comes out. So who is making this magic to happen? Who has bundled this big tree, giant tree in a seed? So this is possible because the God, Krishna, is the supreme creator, the intelligent creator. Whenever there is a design, there has to be a designer. this Microsoft, this Intel chip, which doing wonder in this world, the artificial intelligence is the basis of this chip. So if this is designed by Intel, you must imagine who has designed this brain, who can create such Intel-like chips, infinite numbers, and can store information that can be stored in all the libraries taken together. So who has designed this? Certainly God is. Krishna is the supreme designer. Controller is required to do simple things, even for traffic control. Here I don't see such a mess here, but especially India is a classic example of all these things. Therefore, India is very closer to God because all problems of life exist at the same time in India. So it is very easy to believe in God. So traffic police control the traffic signals. So very difficult to manage this. But there is a police. There is a police, the traffic police. So who is controlling the traffic of these revolving planets? They are revolving since ages. And without colliding with each other, remaining in their orbit. And the scientists talk of the centripetal force, the centrifugal force, the mass, the radius, and so on. But the question is, who has created these forces? So who is in control? The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is the control. Energy and the energetic person. Whenever there is energy, there has to be an energetic person. The electricity supplied to the city through the electricity board. But now we can see that the sun produces in 1 second 173,000 terabytes of energy. And in one second, the sun can produce energy which can sustain the entire planet for 500,000 years in 1 second. So who is giving energy to this sun? If you see this sun, very, very... You can see the sun. Who can create? Can any scientist, Prabhupada used to challenge, can any scientist create this sun in the lab? And for ages it is giving light, heat. So whenever there is energy, there has to be an energetic person, Sri Krishna. Flawless laws means lawmaker. So we see there are so many laws in a university that the classes starts at this time. These are the grades, these are the classes and so on. So who makes the law? The president of the university or the vice chancellor or a college principal or a dean will make. So similarly, who has made all this law? The law of thermodynamics, the laws of motion, the laws of gravitation and so on. So Krishna has made these laws. So Krishna is the supreme lawmaker. We also see that many of the scientists were great theists, like Einstein. He says the Lord, God, is subtle, but malicious is not. So he believed. Even Schrodinger, he believed in the Lord. Even Lord Kelvin, if you think strongly enough, you will be forced by science to believe in God. So it means that those who don't believe in God, they are not thinking enough, as per Lord Kelvin. And he said, story of Isaac Newton, you know, his friend was an atheist and said that the solar system came on its own. There is no God's hand. So Newton once made a mechanism of the solar system, and when the friend arrived, he pressed a button and set it into motion. And the friend was amazed and he asked, oh, what is this? How it has come? So Newton said, no, nothing. Yesterday I was sleeping and there were balls lying in my room and something suddenly exploded. And they took this wonderful form and they started moving. The friend said, come on, are you joking? Do you think that I am such a great fool? Yes, you must have designed it. And then Newton said, if this plastic model, you believe that they need a designer, they need a creator. So the solar system, how you believe that it came on its own? So Newton also was a great believer. In fact, Newton started this modern science to prove the existence of God in churches. He lived in a church and he wanted to prove that God exists through the modern science. Even Max Born, I saw it in the atom, the key to the deepest secret of nature, and it is revealed to me the greatness of creation and the creator. Even Ramanujam, the Indian scientist, he said, an equation for me has no meaning unless it represents a thought of God. And similarly, the Heisenberg, he says that there is higher power. So they all believed. Michael Faraday, the father of electricity, also believed in God. So these are the scientists. And John Bloom, he said, from telescope to microscope, the entire creation is declaring his glory. If we observe in the 10th chapter also, Krishna is telling the same thing to Arjuna. In every atom, wherever we put our eyes, our vision, we can believe that God exists and we can glorify Him and understand how powerful, how supreme, how intelligent and how kind, loving He is. But why we believe in God? Because of all these logics. These logics, yes, they make sense for a beginner. But why we believe? Our firm faith stands not because of this logic, but we believe in God because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I have created this and I am God. And He says that Aham mattasar parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre maniganaiva. That I am the, there is no suit superior to me. And everything is sustained by me as strings, the pearls are strung on a thread. We cannot see the thread. You can see these beads. We can see the beads, but not the thread. And for a foolish person, it appears that beads are floating around my neck. So similarly, it appears that in the sky, the planets and earth are floating, but the string behind the planets, the Supreme Lord Krishna, is not seen. And therefore, this is the seen, is the beads. Unseen is the Lord. And therefore, we say the unseen is seen by the seen. We see beautiful mountains, beautiful creation, and we should understand the hand of God behind it. And Krishna also says, the 10-pointed Chaturshloki Gita, Aham sarvasva prabho, mattas sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante maam, budha bhavas samanvita. I am the source of the spiritual and the material world. And one who understands me, understands this, worships me with devotion. So, Krishna declares in 7.4 that there are Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kham mano buddhi revacha ahankariti yamme bhinna prakruti rashtada. There are 8 separated energies of mind. So Krishna's energies are summarized. Krishna has primarily 3 energies. One is the spiritual energy, which is superior, which is the internal energy. The material energy, which is the external and the inferior energy. And the jiva in between the two, that is we all, is called as the marginal energy. But all the 3 energies, including this material energy, is under complete control of Krishna. And therefore, Krishna is called as the Purusha. Purusha has many meanings. One of the meaning of Purusha is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, the supreme proprietor. And Krishna tells that in 5.29 Bhagavad Gita. So that He is the supreme enjoyer, supreme controller and supreme proprietor. So He is the proprietor. And how the creation happens, we discussed logically and now we discussed scripturally, why Krishna creates the universe. Now we'll understand how Krishna creates. We know that there are 3 Purusha avatars, the Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and the Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So Karanodakshaya Vishnu is called as Mahavishnu. He is lying in this ocean called as the Karanasagar. Karan in Sanskrit means the cause. And therefore the ocean is called as the causal ocean. So he is lying in the causal ocean, which separates the material and the spiritual world. And through his bodily pores are coming infinite number of universes in the seed form, and then they expand. And this Vishnu now enters each and every universe and lies down. In the universe, He creates this Garbhodak Sagar. Garbha means the womb of the universe. So He creates this Garbhodak Sagar, lies on this Garbhodak Sagar. From His navel sprouts a lotus flower, and on that lotus flower, Brahmaji is born. And then Brahmaji creates the secondary creation. The primary creation, the raw material, is already there. It is like when we cook, there are grains, there are vegetables, there are fruits, there are some masalas and all those things. They are called as the pradhan, material energy. And when the mother cooks out of it, chapatis and dal, rice, roti, sabji, that becomes the material manifestation. So the raw material is given by Krishna. And the manifestation of that is done by Brahma. So Brahma is an expert cook trained by Krishna. And the training is given here only through the Gayatri Mantra on the lotus flower. Then this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands himself into Shirodakshaya Vishnu. In every universe, on the top there is a Shirasagara. On this Shirasagara, this Vishnu is lying. Therefore, he is called as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And Brahmaji, it is very close to Brahma's planet, Satyalok, Brahmalok. It is very close to that. And all the demigods and Brahma goes to this Vishnu. Whenever they go to this Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. This Shirodakshaya Vishnu expands himself into Paramatma and enters each and everyone's heart and also the atoms. So this is the creation of one universe. The 14 planetary system, the lower 7 planetary system, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal and Patal. The 7 upper planetary system, Bhulok, Bhurvalok, Swargalok, Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok and Satyalok. So these are the 14 planetary system. This is the Garbhodak Sagar, this is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and this is the lotus flower, and this is the Brahmaji. So one universe is like a tiny mustard seed in a large bag of mustard seeds. In the mustard seeds, our Brahmanda is a very, very tiny mustard seed. So I will skip this slide. Now let us take, what should I learn? What should I learn from this? First thing is that existence of God proves existence of the soul. And I should understand that I am not this body, which is temporary, perishable, miserable, suffering, giving. But I am a soul who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Next is that this 14 planetary system is temporary. A brahma bhuvana loka punaravrittino arjuna mamupette tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. The entire material creation is temporary, including the 14 planetary system. All the material universes, they are temporary, and there is birth and death in this universe. So I must get out of this material world, and law of karma applies. Whatever happens in my life is not because of chance but by definite arrangement, and this is called as law of karma. Morality and values make now some sense. Why we should chant, why we should read scripture, why we should have etiquettes, why we should have manners, why should we do pious activities. There is a reason. Because law of karma exists. Why we should not sin, there also is a logic. Because if we sin, we will be punished for our sins in the future. Life has a purpose. Life is not meaningless. The atheists say that there is no purpose in life. If at all there is purpose, that is only to enjoy. In Devasura Sampana Vibhag Yoga, in the 17th chapter, Krishna explains that the asuras, the atheists, think that the life is meant for only sex enjoyment, maithuna. It is called as maithunagar. But the purpose of life is to understand Krishna, to understand the self, to understand the relationship between Krishna and the self, and to preach about Krishna to others and return back to Krishna, back to Godhead. Now, Prabhupada, this is very important. Prabhupada has told what are the six things which everyone must do, every devotee should do to return back home, back to Godhead. And number one, he said that one should attend Mangalarti daily. Daily Mangalarti attend, if you do that, that is the first condition is fulfilled. Then second condition is follow the four regulative principles of no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. The second condition. Third, he says, come to the temple and hear Srimad Bhagavatam classes. Third. Fourth, he said, eat prasadam. But he says, adds an adjective. What is the adjective? Only prasadam. So it means that all the times, any time, whatever we eat, we must eat only prasadam. If we do not eat prasadam, then that condition is not fulfilled. So this is the fourth condition. Fifth condition, he says, follow your spiritual authority. Your Param Guru Prabhupada, your Diksha Guru, your Shiksha Guru, your immediate authority, your Seva authority, who is your authority? Just please them. If you please them, you will be fulfilling the fifth condition and the sixth condition. He says, chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra daily. The two important words are daily. And other is Brahma Murta. And what is Brahma Murta? Brahma Murta is very calculate. If you calculate it, it becomes from 4:30 to like that, 4:10 to 4:55 a.m. But for ISKCON devotees, Brahma Murta is 5:15 to 7:30 or 7 a.m. here. Because that time all over the world, ISKCON devotees are chanting. Wherever you go, 5:15 to 7 or 7:30. In Pune, we chant up to 7:30. Golden rules for chanting. What are the golden rules? I will just take 5 more minutes. First is, one must chant during Brahma Murta, because chanting is the essence. Second, in association of devotees. Lonely chanting is not recommended. Isolation chanting is not recommended. In the association of devotee, preferably in the temple. Third is, in one sitting. It should not be 4 rounds in the morning, 4 rounds in the afternoon, 4 rounds in the evening, and 4 rounds at midnight. It should be done in, once we chant the first mantra of the first mala, we should remove our hand from bidbag. After the 16th mala, 108th mantra. That we should do. Then, without distractions. Without any distraction. Distractions are of two types. Internal and external. External distractions are mobile, newspaper, television, looking outside the window, and so on. And internal distractions are the mind is reeling. Mind is moving, taking you for a ride. So both we should avoid. Fifth is, loudly and clearly. And slowly, we should not be in a rush to complete the rounds within 1 hour, 1.5 hour, and so on. We should take at least 1 hour, 45 minutes or 2 hour. We should give time to ears to hear, because mouth can speak faster. But this is very slow. It can skip the words. This can also skip and this can also skip. So we have to be very careful. And Krishna doesn't want your attentive chanting. What Krishna wants? Love and devotion. So we should chant with love and devotion. So this is my favorite. The other type of japa is called as Sankirtan. Sankirtan means where devotee comes together and chant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Yuga avatar, who preached the Sankirtan, he said 4 important things. He said, first, all must chant Uccha Swara. Uccha means loud. Swara means voice. So he said, we should chant. How we should chant Kirtan? How should we do Kirtan? Uccha Swara. So let us do it Uccha Swara. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is the first thing he said. Second thing he said that Urdhva Kare. Kara means hands. Urdhva means up. So he said that we should chant with hands raised, or we should do Kirtan with hands raised. So Uccha Swara and Urdhva Kare. So let us do it both way. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Third thing Mahaprabhu said, it is Nritya Kare. Nritya means what? Dance. Kare means to do. So we should chant or we should do Kirtan while dancing. So Uccha Swara, Urdhva Kare and Nritya Kare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. One more thing Mahaprabhu said, and that is very difficult. He said, Prema Bhare, with love. Bhare means full of. Prema means with love. We should chant Uccha Swara, Urdhva Kare, Nritya Kare and Prema Bhare. So let us do it with love and devotion. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So wherever we are chanting or we are doing Kirtan, we should follow this. Uccha Swara, Urdhva Kare, Nritya Kare and Prema Bhare. Our heart should dance. Our tongue should dance like this. And Urdhva Kare, we should give surrender to Krishna. We should give up all other engagements during chanting. Uccha Swara means we should be able to hear. And we should chant with love. And what is the basis of all this? When can we chant nicely? We should do 2 hours of Prabhupada books reading every day. And with devotion, finding time for Prabhupada books. So what is this basis? The basis for our advancement in spiritual light is reading 2 hours of Srila Prabhupada books. If we do that, one day will surely come in our life that we will feel, we will relish that taste in chanting and seva. Whether it is Vaishnava seva, DT seva or whatever seva, we will feel that taste. And one day will come that in this lifetime only, we will return home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanande. Yes, Prabhu. No. Gai Gora Chan Jivir Tware. Ekbar Bolo Rasna Uccha Swara. Bolo Sri Madhu Sudan Gopi Pran Dhan Vamma Vimohan Urdhva Kare. Bolo Nandera Nandar Yashoda Jeevana Sirada Ramana Prema Bhare. Got it, Prabhu? Harival. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. I am very grateful to all of you for attending.